Last month, the state government announced a paramedic recruitment blitz to prepare for the event of a COVID-19 outbreak in Tasmania. At the time, the government and Ambulance Tasmania were confident that Tasmania would have enough emergency responders to cope with, you know, any spikes that we might see in demand. Today, the Australian Paramedics Association has raised doubts about that claim. The association's Chris Castellan joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Good afternoon, Kylie. Thank you for having us.
So explain to us your concerns as we sit today.
Well, I think the concerns are that what the management at Tasmanian Ambulance are saying doesn't really match up with what our members are telling us is happening on the ground. They're two different things. We don't share the same confidence that Ambulance Tasmania has, that they're well placed to meet that increase in demand. We've only just unrestricted entry and movement around, and we're seeing increased needs, increased 000 calls from the community, and more transports to hospital, and subsequent to that, more ramping, and that just delays our responses to the community. So we think there's more work to do leading into and over Christmas and into the new year.
So Chris, how's the workload changed in the last, say, 7 days since the borders opened?
Well, I think members on the ground are telling us that the response times are becoming slower because there's further requirements for paramedics in regards to personal protective equipment and decontaminating their vehicles after they do a potential COVID case or a respiratory case. So that's slowing things down a little bit. We're also finding that there's a lot of shifts going unfilled, and that's really increasing the workload for the existing paramedics on the road at those any given point in time, and that can cause some safety issues not only for paramedics but for the community as well. I think there's an expectation that when you phone 000, somebody will be there relatively quickly, and it'll be a double team that can assess you, treat you, and transport you to hospital in a timely manner.
Are you concerned about certain parts of the state more than others? Are you finding that ambulance response times are slower in some spots?
Well, I think at different points in time, dependent upon workload, that can be the case. But we flagged that we thought the southern region specifically was under-resourced. And ultimately, while staff numbers have increased, there's still the same amount of paramedics rostered in that metropolitan area as they were in 2019. So there hasn't really been any growth commensurate with the growth in the community and the needs of the community. And we're worried that there's not the same level of dedicated intensive care paramedics in that area that other areas do have. So we would call on Ambulance Tasmania to look at that seriously.
Do you think that the fact that doctors are seeing so many different patients with concerns about their vaccinations, about their boosters, that as a result, people are potentially calling 000 and putting pressure on ambulance staff and on paramedics?
Yeah, I think that is the case. I think there's a lot of media around vaccinations and contact tracing and close and casual contacts. And that's just seen the community with a level of anxiety that will get them to call 000 for some information, and then paramedics come out and assess those patients, and if they're required to go to hospital, we'll do that. So I think that probably is the case, yes.
And what would you say to people who call 000 for something that realistically they could actually get themselves to emergency for, or a family member could take them? What kind of pressure does that put on your team, on your paramedics, and on the system itself?
Well, that type of pressure, increased calls does put pressure on the system. It's not an infinite system. It's only a certain amount of paramedics available at any given point in time. And yes, certainly we are getting some calls from people about reasonably minor ailments. And in actual fact, there's nothing wrong with trying to get a little bit of information. So if you have concerns, please phone 000. It really should be left for life-threatening instances, but it's really up to the individual to define what level of impact their medical condition or their trauma condition is causing them. And in theory, our control centre staff should triage those calls to get an appropriate response. But one of the concerns that we've also seen is that the State Operations Centre hasn't gained any new positions for permanent call takers or dispatchers to assist to manage this increased workload, not only do you need more paramedics, but you actually do need a holistic and whole-of-system approach in regards to the people that answer the phones, the people that then dispatch the work out to the regions, and then subsequently the paramedics and the managers supporting the community.
Are you concerned the way that things are shaping up? Obviously, we have an increase in numbers of COVID cases today, but are paramedics concerned? Are you personally concerned?
Yeah, I think paramedics are concerned because you're finding that ramping at the hospitals is still taking place. That's something that doesn't stop seasonally. That's a system under strain 365 days a year. It's quite regular for us as paramedics to hear broadcasts across the air where they're after a car to clear and there's just no responses available. So this is a safety issue for the community and for the paramedics because ultimately their role is to serve the community when they're at their worst, assist them and try and streamline some sort of treatment regime to get the care that they need.
So the strategy included a fast-track recruitment process for 60 staff. Are you anywhere near to filling those? How is that recruitment blitz going?
Well, in regards to the newly recruited paramedics and graduates, a lot of them have only been employed with short-term contracts. And in actual fact, some of these finish next month. And we strongly disagree that these new people coming into the system are seen as a stopgap filler because ultimately this is a systemic problem across the state where there's insufficient paramedics to service the increasing workload. So ultimately, any casual employees or employees coming into the system need continuity and stability for the workforce, but for the team and for the station. And that rubs off when you get good response times, quick response times, and appropriate treatment and transportation to the hospital.
And is it true that stress levels are very high with paramedics? I hear this anecdotally from different people.
I think stress levels with paramedics are quite high at the best of times. This is a pointy end vocation. You're on the front line, you're walking through a door and you don't really know what's going on. So ultimately you need to be prepared for anything. So at the best of times, it's a challenging job. But with the added pressure of COVID responses and an increasing workload and paramedics looking around to each other and going, we just don't have enough crews on the road to manage this. What's going on? So it is a stressful period. And I think paramedics are very stoic. They put their head down. They get on with the job as best as they possibly can. And these guys are working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week alongside the police, the firefighters and the emergency department staff. And it's been a pretty challenging couple of years. And I tip my hat and congratulate the professional way they go about doing their role and the dignity and respect that they give to each other. But not only that, the community and the other health workers they work with.
Chris Castellan, thanks so much for highlighting the issues and sharing your thoughts on the DRIVE program.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Chris Castellan is the State President of the Australian Paramedics. It's 19 minutes past 5 on ABC Radio Hobart. And changing track, you either love them or you hate them. But everyone, it would seem, in Hobart and Launceston is talking about e-scooters.